Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Delta Airlines was virtue signaling that they had unmanned flights, staffed by female pilots and flight attendants only. Yet a woman named Kendall crashed the plane in Toronto, and flipped it upside down because she didn't land the plane gently, and instead smashed the right wing into the ground. There was also that pilot in DC that crashed into a plane and was flying at twice the approved flight ceiling. The media was also very hush-hush about her. DEI increasingly stands for die. At this point, I pay a little bit more to fly in a plane with a male pilot. Up next is Pajit the pervert, and he's been jailed for 3 years for banging chickens in his basement while his wife filmed him. I'm sure his wife will probably spend zero time in prison for watching and encouraging him. Isn't the UK a wonderful place? They can track down a guy molesting chickens, but can't seem to stop all the grape gangs out there. I bet you anything he's probably praying to Ganesh right now, asking him to stop giving him his toughest challenges. Number 3, would you smash? I probably would, because she's got dark hair, a small nose, pale skin, big Bambi eyes, and killer bazookas. This is just my type. The crazy eyes are also a nice touch, meaning that she's probably sick in the head, but great in the bed. Even with everything I knew, I'd still tell myself that I could fix her. I 100% would destroy her. But I wouldn't commit, and she's not staying the night because she might steal something. Moving on, liberal women are a lot less likely to be completely satisfied by life than conservative or moderate women. Of course. It's not exactly rocket science. Liberal women are usually fatter and less attractive than conservative women, and can't gain access to the chads that they want. So they have to settle for sloppy simp seconds, which they don't want. This also explains the rise in Karens working for the government trying to make everybody's life as miserable as possible. Number 5, people don't really know how great it was back in the 50s to the 90s in the West. This guy says his father mowed lawns for a living for people and was able to buy a house, have a stay-at-home wife, and raise 2 kids. My dad drove a cab and owned 3 properties back in the 1980s, and was able to service the debt on a cabbie's income. If you didn't buy a house back then as a boomer, you were completely retarded. Back then, working for the government was low pay and low respect, and today it's a 6-figure job, and you can't live being a cabbie or an Uber driver anymore. Up next, another woman is upset because Leonardo DiCaprio, aged 48, was spotted with a 19-year-old model. And if he's approaching 50 doing this, then he's a sexual predator, according to her. No, he's not. They're consenting adults, and this woman is just bitter. It's only older women that keep trying to pass this narrative. If they're dating a younger guy, that would be alright though. Where's women's outrage when 30-something-year-old teachers get together with 13-year-old students? Those are actual PDF files. I think Leo dates younger women just to piss off the older ones. Number 7, a woman tried taking a selfie with a shark, and she lost both hands. But more importantly, did the phone and the picture survive? Looks like bears aren't enough, and now women have to get shark-pilled. She's probably still going to find a way to blame men somehow. Maybe that shark was male. It's too bad though, because I guess if you date her, that her making dinner and giving you a handjob afterwards are both off the table. Moving on, this article asks black Americans if they're tired of racism, then maybe they should consider moving to Africa. Maybe South Africa and America could do some sort of exchange. They send white farmers and we send them rap musicians. The country of Ghana offered this to black Americans in 2019. And it didn't turn out all that well. Why stop at just suggesting that blacks move to Africa? How about moving all the Democrats too? I hear that Liberia is nice this time of year. Number 9, I didn't know this, but when George Floyd died, they gave him a gold-plated casket and a quasi-state-level funeral. I wonder how long it was before the boys in the hood dug up his casket and tried scraping all that gold off of it. Just kidding. I'm sure that didn't happen. But future archaeologists will probably think he was some sort of pharaoh or something. So the We Was Kings legend will be real for those in the distant future. Instead, all he was a felon and drug addict, dying by a cruel cop's hands while being arrested for a crime. Up next, Insanity is paying illegals almost $4,000 a month in federal assistance, while Social Security checks are only $1,200 average. And people wonder why Social Security is going to run into a shortfall in the next 5 to 10 years. Let's hope that states start giving money only to citizens. Why should the taxpayers be punished by having our tax dollars go towards freeloaders? Plus, the migrants get all that and they haven't paid a single dime into the system. Number 11, what is this genre of woman called? How about bird-pilled or sexy slob? because what the hell is the penguin doing there with her in the bed? So maybe we should call her the penguin appreciator. But she sure looks like she's damaged to me. Many guys would get together with her and think to themselves that I could fix her. But there's no fixing a hot mess like this. This is what the typical fem cell with 100 plus matches on Bumble looks like these days. Moving on, the leader of a vegan trans cult was arrested after being linked to 6 murders. Makes you wonder if they were so hungry that they were secretly eating their victims. But they were probably eating ass at the very least. But the real Scooby-Doo mystery here is how they're able to do that when vegans barely have any energy. This guy also makes Charles Manson look like a normal guy. Hopefully this is the end of the vegan cannibal trans Tifa. Number 13, here are a couple diverse women with a sign saying that men with guns are America's biggest terrorists. Meanwhile, good old Stephen Molyneux shows the statistics where blacks have the highest homicide rate. I guess it's another case of accusing others of the very same thing that you're guilty of. No wonder Molyneux was canceled after spitting out facts like that. The reality is that black women are more likely to end you than a white man. Up next, Lime says that Luigi could top her at any age. So not only is she a PDF file, but also into dangerous criminals. But he couldn't top her and get laid because he had a back problem, and that was probably one of the main reasons he went off. It's the year 2025 and the leftoids still aren't dodging the PDF allegations. Why do I get the feeling that she's a teacher and that's why she really wants to smash him? Number 15, this woman says she's very single because men are terrified that she's pretty and smart. Maybe she's just a smartass and insufferable too. No one is terrified of her though. They just don't want to date a delusional woman. She's not pretty. She's mid. If you tell people you're smart, then chances are you aren't. Honey here is only a solid 5.5 on a good day. Moving on, Doge is now canceling Social Security payments to the most vulnerable people over the age of 150. This poor lady is 239 years old and Elon Musk just stopped her Social Security check. Contact your local Democrat representative to make your voice heard about this horrible crime. What most people don't realize is that these 20 million dead people were actually Biden voters. I just want to know who was still cashing their checks. Imagine being 300 and having to find a job because they cut your pension payments. Number 17, Michelle King, acting head of the Social Security Administration, resigned after Musk revealed those 20 million people in her database. She must have known all along. With two people over the age of 300, maybe we can get some longevity tips from those vampires. Trump later confirmed that she was fired and not actually resigned. And who was receiving those checks? Probably everyone but white Republicans. Up next, a guy asks other guys why men are no longer interested in dating, and that we aren't even trying anymore. And of course, instead a woman answers the question invading another male space, saying that she struggles to pay her rent, car payment, etc. Men aren't dating, and women are most affected. She thinks it all has to do with all the money a man spends during the dating process. It's not. It's about being divorce-raped and losing custody of your kids. But it's funny that she also feels the pain of men. Number 19, here's what it's like having liberal privilege. You believe you have the right to control other people's lives and believe you have the right to never hear the opinions of others. Careful though, because those are qualities that the right might eventually implement if they become the cultural dominant one. These ideas are not just about the left or the right. They tend to be about narcissists using the dominant socio-political order to punish others and make them just as miserable as they are. My question about this picture is, why does he have a Russian prison tattoo? Moving on, Bonnie Blue, the woman known for sleeping with over 1,000 men in 24 hours, is now pregnant. Yikes. Imagine how horrible your life will be if you were that kid and teased throughout your formative years. This reminds me of that line from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where Eli says, "You're the son of 1,000 fathers, all bastards like you." In this case, it's true. I also can't believe that Clint Eastwood is almost 95 years old. Buy stock in DNA testing companies. With 1,000 dudes, she's going to need a lot of tests. Number 21, this woman says she's hotter than any cis man. But she wouldn't be hot even if she was standing on the sun. If it even is a she. But to be fair, she is pretty hot. And the way one gets hot by carrying around all that extra weight. Unfortunately, these days, chubby femme dudes do better on dating apps than your average biological born male. I also wonder if she knows that we can see her. Looks like it's time to hit her reset switch. Up next, looks like Playboy returns to fit females and nudity after their woke rebrand failed. That was the business model they succeeded on. Tastefully photographed 21-year-old hotties. Changing that formula is like serving bacon at an ice cream parlor. I guess no one wanted to see Fat Lizzo on the cover either. Looks like as much as women want to tell us what to find attractive as men, it'll never happen. They also had the perfect recipe to make money for years and they just ignored it. Number 23 Snow Brown is expected to be a $100 million loss for Disney. Have they learned their lesson or will they do it again? That doesn't matter. All that matters is indoctrinating the next generation because the woke don't reproduce. They recruit. Even if it's a total flop, they'll probably still make a sequel. They'll keep doing this until they go broke or the shareholders fire the executives and board of directors. Moving on, looks like Japan is over, as Tokyo is now extending financial support to Indian students in Japan. Something tells me we're about to see a lot more brown characters in anime. I guess there'll also be a poop tsunami in Tokyo very soon. The plan is to bring at least 50,000 Indian professionals to come to the country. Professional what? Grifters and telemarketers, perhaps? Looks like they're already putting the "don't use the streets as toilets" signs up. Number 25 and the last one, Delta's regional jet service prides itself on its DEI program, and the pilot that crashed the plane was only on the job for a month, and technically not qualified to fly the plane in the first place, but it looks like the male captain let her practice, and so she slammed the plane into the ground way too hard. The story got brushed aside, and I'm guessing they just want to make it blow over, so they can continue with this insanity where the entire plane crew are women. Do yourself a favor and don't book a flight on Delta's regional jet service unless you have a death wish, that is. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.